is my absolute pleasure to stand here in front of you all, because for the second time in as many days, I get to introduce Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of our party and the next Prime Minister of this country.
He is a man with two by-elections on his hands. Jeremy Corbyn was in Hanley for one reason.
To go out there, convince people to vote for Gareth to be the Labour MP for Stoke. Go out there and get us a vote for him.
Labour's candidate Gareth Snell is a local councillor and he's up for the fight.
This election's going to be fought toe-to-toe with you, Kip. Jeremy is the leader. I will be supporting him. He will be supporting me. And on the 23rd of February, I look forward to being elected to Parliament.
Jeremy, Labour's held this seat for more than 60 years now. Are you concerned that given the context that people here overwhelmingly voted to leave the EU, Labour could lose the seat as it found itself at odds with public opinion over Brexit?
Gareth's going to win. Gareth is going to be the next MP for Stoke, and I'm looking forward to working with him in Parliament. Our plan for Britain post-Brexit is an economy that works for all, is proper funding of our National Health Service and of our local government, and we don't become a tax haven on the shores of Europe. We want to be part of the world, not get off it.
You're facing two by-elections as party leader at the moment. You just told me you were confident that Gareth's going to win. You've got another one in Cumbria. If that doesn't happen and if you lose both, could you continue as leader?
There's no if about it. We're going to win both. No problem at all. I was in Copeland last week. I'm in Stoke twice this week. And I'll be in Copeland again. I'll be here again. Don't worry, you'll see plenty of me.
There's no doubt that this is Labour's seat to lose. The challenge on February the 23rd, though, will be getting voters here to the polling booths. In the 2015 general election, this constituency had one of the lowest turnouts in the UK. Will you be voting on February the 23rd?
Probably.
Probably. So you have heard about the by-election?
No, we're due for one. I don't know when it was exactly.
Will you be voting next month?
Yes. Oh, yes, I'll always vote.
Yes, I will be. Yeah, of course.
Will you be voting next month?
Didn't even know there was anything going on. What?
The new thing for the... It was just finished.
The by-election?
The Labour Rook.
Ah, right. No, I didn't even know there was going to be one.